Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Hope you will. Take advantage of all the things that we have there for you that are all for free. No extra charge at all. Just show up. We'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Please take our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, a longtime Brain Trust member, and more than 9 years as a Brain Trust member. And he's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. And he and his folks produced the survey, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, as we've been talking about. Sam, in the previous segment, we talked about just the overall general attitude, the fact that a lot of people out there, and small business owners are nodding their head when we say that even though maybe their sales are up, even though maybe things are not as bad for them as it seems like around them, but they don't feel confident in whatever. If they're having any success, they don't feel confident, even though the elements are looking good around them. And I'm hoping that that's going to change. And if that does, and maybe this election will make that happen, if that can change, we could have a good 2011. Let's talk about some of the issues. And it looks like order backlogs is a good example of what we were just talking about.
Well, exactly. Order backlogs, in our respondents on order backlogs, in the last 30 days, there were more people who saw order backlogs better in the last 30 days, but also there was a rise in the number of people who saw their backlogs getting worse. So we call that breaking even on the order backlogs.
As things stand today.
Yes, exactly.
But looking into the future.
Looking out 60 days, we see some pretty good news. They expect order backlogs to get better. I think it's not because they're failing to ship. I think it's because they're anticipating getting a higher level of orders coming in.
And is another way to say order backlogs the volume in the pipeline? Would that be another good way to say order backlogs? Just order backlogs almost sound like a negative term, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It sounds like they're backlogged in a negative way, but
yeah.
No, it's positive because not every business operates this way. For example, retailing businesses operate day to day. People
right.
come in and buy things. But a lot of businesses receive orders, and then they process those orders, and those orders are shippable at a future date.
Yeah.
And those are out of order backlogs. So,
right. But another way, what do you think about my idea? I mean, I'm not trying to change your terminology, but in terms of the way of thinking about this, your pipeline, what's in your pipeline? What's how many people coming in the door, people doing business with you, people talking like they're going to do business, people actually saying, okay, I'm ready to sign the contract, that kind of thing.
Well, order pipeline might be a more descriptive word, actually.
Well, just toss that around. Toss that around.
We'll think about
we're not crazy about where backlogs are, but we are where the pipeline is. But it looks like it's going to get a little bit better in the next 60 days. So that portends something good for the future. What about capital expenditure commitments?
Capital expenditures had been trending up, but this past 30 days they trended down a little bit. These are commitments for capital expenditures, and I think it has to do with the overall angst that we're just uncertain.
Is this an example of the businesses actually deciding to make capital investments? Is that what this is?
Yes.
This is an internal indicator, not an external indicator.
It's internal, but it's not a decision. It's not a decision to make a capital expenditure. It's a commitment.
Ah.
So first there comes the decision. And we say, okay, let's go do it. And then the commitments get made, and that's actually the commitment to purchase capital.
So it's where your people become part of somebody else's backlog.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
that fluctuates month to month, and it's been pretty strong. This month it was down a little bit, looking back, but the future looks very strong. They're anticipating more capital expenditures, and we think that this is mainly things for improving systems, improving things to extend the productivity gains that they've seen in the past 2 years.
Right. Well, so just very much like the order backlogs, folks, the capital expenditure commitments, not too great in the current moment, but over the next 60 days, looking upward. And we may not like, this is a case where, Sam, we may not like the numbers, but we like the trend. What about employment? We got green arrows all the way there.
Yes, we're seeing green arrows on the employment. Now, looking back in the past 30 days, it's not so much that we hired more people, but we laid off fewer people.
Right.
A good thing in any case, but looking out the next 60 days, we're laying off fewer people, and we're actually hiring more people. And later today, on Friday, there will be the labor report. We think that's likely to be good news in that. We're seeing it in our survey, and our survey comes out before before that news comes out.
From your mouth to God's ears, I hope that's the case. Capital availability and pricing, is credit freeing up a little bit?
Yes, credit availability. We're seeing maybe the kind of the melting beginning to happen, where banks had been piling up the cash. They finally... You know, I read last week that there is over $1 trillion of bank deposits at the Federal Reserve right now. They've been rebuilding their own capital, not lending out much, but now they're lending.
And now they're lending. So that's good news for all of us who want to borrow money and who are feeling good about the future. When we come back, I'm going to ask Sam about the economy, two or three different things about the economy after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.